So the question he raised is that that's then why isn't his odor part of the bottom? Right?
If you assume that the bottom aren't higher, like the other answer, right?
What?
If you
No. You see, Ephraim says it doesn't make any difference.
Right, but if you assume.
Doesn't make any difference. Because the moment it's a town, so the bottom are higher. And I don't think he changes from that position. He doesn't go back and say it's going to the other shita. He's going straight with one shita. That if it's tam mishalim migufo, then the bialim is chayv. You can't say. He says you cannot say by tam. As a matter of fact, he says it openly. He says that where do I say that the shomer is chayv and the bialim is pater? That's only by muad. He says. Right? But by Tom you can't say that. So he's going by Tom. He says that idea that the Shomer is takes over for the Bialim is only by Mu'ud. Okay? Only by Mu'ud. So the answer is, I think what Reb Chaim is saying is as follows, that since the Bialim have no right to exempt the Ashur because it's Migufo, so you see that in the setting up of the system, the Bialim's Eschivus is expressed. Because he has to pay with the Ashur. And he can't do anything about that. So the fact that he has to pay with his shor means that in the setting up of the hezek of tam, the bialim has a hezekus. He gufas the hezekus. So since he partakes of the hezekus, so the nizik can always go to him. That's what our plan is. In other words, in the setting up of the system of time, so you're saying the Bialim have to set it up in a way that that their shore is involved in tashlum, right?
Right. The Gufashor, not them as gavos.
The Gufashor.
Right.
So that means, now what, why?
Gufo.
Because we Gufo, right. But that shows that he's involved in the Eschivus. Because otherwise it wouldn't be fair for him to have to pay with the Shor.
Why? So then, don't you undermine the Horakayim then?
No. Why?
Because if the Bialim are chayev.
No, so they participate in the Eschivus.
Oh, and so still. So what's the Shomer has to repay? Why is the Shomer chayev to the Bialim now? The Shor is paid off. The Bialim's debt. The Bialim's chayev.
No, the Shor, he pondered his Eschivus by being Moda.
The Shomer.
But there is a Eschivus on the Baal in town. Because you see, the Baal can't get away without paying for a shor. Because that's the nature of the system of time.
Yeah, intrinsically.
Intrinsically. So it's intrinsically set up by time that there's a schivus on the Baal, regardless. So that's why the nizik can go back to the Baal. You follow? Okay, why not?
Well,
we didn't finish it.
So, I agree, says in the question.
No, I'm just saying, we didn't finish our plan. So now our plan says, but since the Shomer is Moda, and he excludes his chiyuv, So now what happens is, that he lost his chiyuv now, because his chiyuv was removed, because he was more than nifter. So now, vis-a-vis the Bailam, the Shomer's failure is only a grumman. And grumman is up in his potter. That's the full breath.
Right. You're just saying by Tom.
Now he's slivering off that chiyuv because he was more than nifter. So now what's left is the Bailam's chiyuv. Right? But the Bailam can't collect from the Shomer because the Shomer's chiyuv is gone. Because he was more than nifter. So that's why he's going to have to pay. And the Shomer is potter from the Bailam and he's potter from the Nezer.
Right. You're just saying by Tom, the Bailam still ties to the...
Yes. He still has a proof. Okay, so we're going further. You can't say that it's because he was mostly the Gufat over to the Nizik. Right.
Right, so...
Because what's a Rosh Lachal Fanecha if you gave it away?
Right. But Tosa explained the reason why the Shomer is tied to the Baal because he can't return the object that he borrowed or washed or whatever.
Right.
But the way your client explained it above was because of the fact that he was chayav in the nezek that the animal did.
Right.
Not because he was unable to complete the shmir, chova shmir of returning the object.
Right, not because he caused the damage, but because he not because he caused the damage to the shore, it's damaged goods, it's because he gave it over to the nizik.
Right, because
his chovas nizak. So how can you say, because his chovas nizak, and so how can you say, Rosh Lachal Fanecha?
What does that
do
with anything?
Yeah.
Rosh Lachal Fanecha means he's not doing a good job of being a shomer to the Baal, but turning the object to the Baal properly.
Right.
Because there's a chov on it.
Right. Yeah.
Right, so even if he wasn't chayav in the nizikin, but the Baal was chayav in the nizikin, still, I mean, you can't say, Rosh Lachal Fanecha, there's a shiva on the object.
That's right.
Okay. Ulafizetz are in my department tomorrow. Tom Hadam would be a Mifterino. Even the Katim is high to make sure the Bible is in Shmir's Kufa. So if you're just going to say once there's a Shibit on the shore, you can't say Risha Chapanecha. So then even if he was mowed in Potter, but the Baal still high, and the shore is still a Shubra to the Chove of the Baal, he shouldn't be able to do Risha Chapanecha. It's not the same object he borrowed.
So therefore, once.
Why should the Shomer Potter him from. Tashlum made him a short to the Baal.
Because he's not involved in it.
Because what?
He's not involved in the. He's not involved in payment of the to the Nizam.
Right, but he still should have to repay the Baal.
Yes.
Because he can't say Rosh Chodesh anymore.
That's right.
Who cares who's COVID's for?
Right.
Okay. The Nira,
so since it's chayav to make sure, because of what? Because of Shmiras Gufo, right? So how could it be more than nifter? Because he can't take off his chiyuv to the Baal. Okay, good.
Yeah, whose case is the Baal?
Right. The Shomer can't take off his chiyuv to the Baal. By being molded to the other guy, what does he got to do with his chiyuv to the Baal?
Right.
Right. Still not returning him the object.
Still not returning the object.
Right. Well, what's the difference why the object has a shiva, whether it's from the Chovid Balim or the Shomer? Either way, making Terry Shechovanecha, the object is a shiva.
Right. In other words, it's a simple thing. The Shomer has to repay the Balim, and he can't say Terry Shechovanecha. And because he has a simple chiyuv to return it to the Balim, and he can't be mowed that to the nizik. To the nizik, what's the other to the nizik doing that?
Right, because the object still has a shibud on it because the chovid bialim is
out. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He has a private arrangement with the bialim.
Right. The nira that tosa sfirlon the zeh lo yitaki kla lomar she hashomer mischai v'shalim behashor shalabai. So they reject that idea above. We said in the Rambam that you can have a hischayus on the shomer to pay from the mammon of somebody else, meaning the Dabai. Even the Torah, la videa, it's not their mammon, they can't pay from it.
Right, he doesn't accept that whole idea.
Right.
That hybrid.
That's all he gives you. Okay. Ewa, Dinamela, Kena, rather, it just comes out that way. Kivan Shabbailim Masru Lashomrim Al Kain Mimela Kalki Yuva the Gavos the Gafashor.
Right.
Since the Bailim gave over the shore to the Shomrim, so Mimela comes out that the Chiv of Shorta of Tom is to be Galak over from the Gafashor. Kidin Tom Shigo Migufo. Velo Ichbas Lamada Olas and Isakin Gal Shomrim Velo Abailim. So it's Chovas Nizakin of the Shomer, not the Bailim. But nevertheless, in the Mela, it's Nizok HaShor, that's the Lacha Baitan.
That was automatic.
Blah? That was automatically, right. It's not clear why that's so different than the original oil. Akin, the Mela, Mishtabe HaShor, Mechiyuvo, Shal Shomer, Avo Hom Yiyo. The Gvia Sanhisa King Abilam Lo Mashomer. So it comes out in Mela the shore is Meshuba to the Chov Chiyuv of the Shomer. But the Gvia Sanhisa is obviously from the moment of the Bailam, not the Shomer. So it's a Chov of the Shomer, but it's a Gvia from the moment of the Bailam.
Gvia from the moment of the Bailam, right.
Which sounds very remarkably similar to the original way.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
I know. I mean, it just sounds like very similar to Chovas Shomer and the Gvias from the moment of the Bible.
Right.
Which is impossible. It's like, sounds exactly what he says, impossible.
That's what you're right.
Right? He says that you can't have a Chovas Shomer to pay for the moment of the Bible.
Right.
So instead, it's a Chovas Shomer and a Gvias from the moment of the Bible. It's the exact same.
Right.
It's just Mamela.
Right.
Right. We have Shomer after Rami Alech Chovas Nizak, we come up and Chovas Mamon Le Se Le Ha. So the Shomer has a Chovas Nizakim, but there's a Chovas Mamon, because that's the Baal's Mamon. Kinan Tam, Eim Shalom Megufo.
Okay, go further.
The Shigam, the Yish Lomar O. Okay, so we can say even more. Okay, the Betam, Lo Mekarya Chovas Tashlom Klal. That the institution of Tam is never called Chovas Tashlumin. The Rachiyuv of the Memela, the Chayal Ashor Atzma. Okay, it's just the nature of the institution of Shor Tam is in the Yisham Megufo, it's just the Chiyuv that Memela Chal on the shore itself, the Chesed of the shore. Imidin Shutra Midin Bachov, that based on the Machalikus and the Gemara, it's either the Nizah becomes a Shutra from the animal or it's just a Shiva in the animal. Umemela, the lo shaykh umemela klal, the shom mischayev with froa, the shor shahabat. So once you formulate shortam this way, so it doesn't make sense at all to formulate that the shomer is chayev to pay from the shore of the bat. Mi'achid lo chayel alayah din chos tashlumen. Once there's no chos tashlumen on the shomer himself, even the shore, in shalom. Ulfizeh, Yuva the Shomer, Labailim, who rak mahmas kovas shmiras gufa bavad. So the entire fee of the Shomer Dabailim is because of this failing of shmiras gufa. Lo mahmas kovas nizakim. It's not based upon this fact, this fee to the nizakim. Ubal karfa, the hard da ashore, mishtami gufo, fashiv zos nezek, behesed, da ashore, was chai valzeh, midin shmir. And the fact that the shore is mishtami gufo, this is considered to be a real defect and a loss in the shore itself, and which obligates the shomer to repay the violin because the shmir is gufo. Ulefizeh, hold the part of the Gemara of Modina Miftarina. Since, according to that side, that the shomer is the balan that is the chayav nizak in the balan of pillar to him, the inkin hakolos achiyev who machmas kiyev the shomer. So the chalos kiyev in the theft of the shore is because of the chova of the shomer, the chova nizak in the shomer. The shem mazik who defiled rak al shomer lo balan. The shomer, who's nichnas tachas a violin, he's the mazik, and it comes under his responsibility, not the violin. And because of his chiyav, the shomer is why there's a chalos chiyav in the heft of shore. Okay, lo ichpas on klal, malacho is the shlum and he may violin. It's true, ultimately the shlum is going to come from the mal and violin. In the kolmakom, shaber mahanya da shomer lafkit ikir chovas and izake. Nevertheless, it still works the hadas of the shomer. To remove the chovas nizakin from the shomer himself. So it ends up being that both the baal and the chov and the shomer end up becoming pata. So we don't care the fact that the chovas tashlumin is really on the baal because it's his mamon, because in chovas hodal b'knas doesn't go by chovas tashlumin. The guy with the is a mom and shimshalim, meaning that called Talib Misha Chashim Mazik, Misha Reles Chayev, which is the Shomer in this case, because he's Nechon Stavis Bailam, the Kim and the Chol Zehu Rakhe Shomer Lome Bailam, Akim and Mela, the Oda Shomer Pak Iker Chiyuba, and if Tarm Shneim, it comes out that since the Shomer is the Mazik, once he's mowed the Iker Chova on him is gone, and then there's no creation of a Shiva, the Chov, in the Chetz of the Shore. Because the Iker Mazik, he was mowed and he's Pater, so we never create a Chov on the shore itself, and therefore we can just serve as Pater, and he can return the shore perfectly intact and say, Rishal Chavanecha, because there's no Chalos Chiyav on the shore.
Then he rejects the whole piece, right?
Or later next?
Yeah, because it won't work out according to the Rav's other.
I don't think Jonathan he just says you must say Tosis learns like that one sheet to the
right. Right.
You force one like that one sheet. There must be Tosis holds like that one sheet though.
Right.
According to us, you have to learn like we said originally in the first.
Rav can't learn this one.
With that one answer, Rav can't learn this one, right? One answer, Rav can't learn this one. Did he just try like an approach to what he's doing here? His approach to time is a full star.
Okay, what is he saying? Yeshomer is chayv.
Yeah. Where's the chayv tashlum?
No.
Chayv nizakin. Chayv nizakin, not chayv tashlum.
It's like just a shame.
He's the master.
He has a chovas nizak. Now the bailam have a chovas tashlum.
Kind of says that, right?
Yeah. I didn't want to say it's not tashlum altogether.
Yeah. Yes, it's not chovas tashlum at all, right? It's just a chovas like the chefs of the shore.
I
like the Nizam becomes a Shutaf in the Shor, or is a Shiva in the Shor. But it's not like tied to any God. It's just the Nizam has a Shiva in the Chas of the Shor.
What does it make any better?
Well, before, like, originally, the other, he was looking at, like, there's a chov on this god, there's a chov on that god, right? The chov is violent, the chov is shomer, he's moved, it's only chov on violent. Now he's looking at, like, it's entirely, there's, like, a shame mazik and chov nizak and whatever, but the essential kriyat tashlum and everything is really just relegated to the chesed of the shor. I mean, it's not tied to any particular god. It's just the nizak has a certain zchus in the shor itself.